AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. In today's show, GM continues to make headlines for all the wrong reasons. A look at what could be the first Chinese-made cars to hit the American market, and a look at Volkswagen's MQB platform and the brand new Golf. Now the news. General Motors is going to be in the headlines all this week. Tomorrow, CEO Mary Barra returns to Congress, where she will be interrogated by members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Remember, this is an election year, and this is their chance to look tough in front of the TV cameras, so you know it is going to get rough. And then she'll be back in a couple of weeks to testify in front of the Senate, which could get really ugly. Barra is going to need to put on a command performance because this is going to be the toughest test of her career. If she handles it well, she'll gain a lot of supporters. If not, meanwhile, GM recalled another 3.4 million vehicles for a host of different reasons. You can click on the link in today's show notes to see which models are involved and why they're being recalled. General Motors says it will now take a $700 million charge in the second quarter to pay for all this. With the $1.3 billion charge it took in the first quarter, the total is now $2 billion and counting. Plus, there will undoubtedly be legal costs, lawsuit losses, and government fines that could easily add several billion more to the total. Unfortunately, that is going to destroy GM's profitability for the year. It's been 84 years since Bentley won a race in the UK until it did so this year in a Continental GT3 race car. So, in honor of that win and the car, Bentley's going to offer customers a Continental GT3R. It's an all-wheel drive rocket that can hit 60 miles an hour from a standstill in just 3.6 seconds, thanks to its 572 horsepower twin-turbo V8, which is a detuned version from the race car. Power flows through an 8-speed automatic, as well as through the all-new titanium exhaust system. And of course, the interior has hints of race-inspired luxury. The GT3R is only available in the Glacier White paint that you see in the pictures, and only 300 examples are being built for sale worldwide, making this the rarest of the Continental GTs. And we've got two firsts from Volvo to report about today. Volvo Trucks, which is now a totally separate company from Volvo Cars, just introduced the first ever dual-clutch transmission for heavy-duty trucks. The new transmission does not improve fuel efficiency, but the company says the dual-clutch tran does improve driving on long hauls and hilly or twisty roads and reduces noise in the cabin. The dual-clutch system will be available in the Volvo FH trucks starting this fall. And in other Volvo news, this time the car company, it could be the first automaker to sell cars built in China in the U.S. market. Reuters reports that the company will export the S60, including the long wheelbase version, to the U.S. by the end of 2015. Volvo will also ship XC90s from China over to Russia. Volvo wants to use China as a global production base in order to minimize foreign exchange risks compared with the cars that it makes in Sweden. Coming up next, a look at how Volkswagen has updated the entire Golf family of vehicles. We're just a few weeks away from Volkswagen's U.S. dealers taking delivery of the all-new 7th-generation Volkswagen Golf. The compact is celebrating its 40th birthday, having sold more than 30 million cars globally over those four decades. This latest family of Golfs, and we do mean family, will be built for the American market in Mexico on VW's new MQB platform, which thanks to its flexibility, will be producing several Volkswagen and Audi vehicles as well. With a look at the 2015 Golf along with the new MQB platform, here is Kevin Justema, the General Manager of Product Marketing and Strategy, as well as Vinay Shahani from VW Marketing, with the Golf story in their own words.
This MQB platform is significant in its efficiency of design. It's significant in terms of the styling it allows, because the wheels can be pulled further out to the corners. It is a bit lower than usual. It is a wider stance. I mean, this is a designer's dream to make a fresh and modern design. We are also still honoring the global importance of this with the reference to Mark 1 and Mark 4 generations in the design of the vehicle. And we are bringing our latest technology in our powertrains, the latest generation of powertrains, to the Golf family with the 1.8 TSI, our new generation TDI clean diesel, and the latest generation of the 2.0 TSI for the GTI Icon.
The challenge for us is to make sure that we're approaching this as a family of vehicles. So we start with the Golf GTI, we follow up with the Golf, then the Golf TDI, then we come with the e-Golf, which is really the statement of innovation for the brand, and then we wrap it up with the Golf R and the Sportwagon. So we have a very long lineage of variants that exist in the family, but each one is connected through a common denominator of Ready, Set, Golf. We think that this tagline speaks to how this vehicle is going to be a lifestyle enabler for the target consumer.
The Golf is vital for our presence in the compact sedan market here in the U.S. We have our Jetta sedan, and then all the hatches that are present in the compact area. We, as our Golf brand and GTI, we define that category. The Icon, the GTI, created the hot hatch segment to begin with back when it was introduced in 1983 here in the States. And our Golf presence and GTI together represent up to 13% of this segment for us. And that's significant. It's proof positive of how we define the category.
No one watches TV anymore without having an iPad and an iPhone running concurrently. So we recognize the consumption patterns of media have changed dramatically. And from our perspective, it's about optimizing the way that we interact with our consumers. So we have a television campaign, we have an appropriate level of digital communications to go along with that, and then appropriately also leveraging our social media channels in conjunction to create a sense of cohesion across all media channels.
VW's global marketing campaign for the Golf kicked off at the World Cup in Brazil. One other interesting item about this car is VW's emphasis on the manual transmission. While so many automakers are moving away from manuals, VW expects a 20% take rate and up to 50% on certain trim levels. Hey, we're giving away another copy of Pro Touring, written by Mark Stilo, the chief engineer of the Camaro Z28. It's all about how to convert a vintage Camaro into a modern-day performance machine. But the how-to can also apply to all kinds of other cars. To win a copy, all you have to do is answer a simple question. What was the fuel economy that we got in the Cadillac ELR? Check out the seat time section of our website and then shoot us an answer via email, and you can send it to viewermail@autoline.tv. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching.